I think just to get the historical record complete, we began this effort in 1997. Bill Cohen and I introduced a resolution which essentially banned new United States investment in Burma. It had a trigger to go into effect, and that trigger was that the government of Burma release Aung San Suu Kyi and may take some steps toward rapprochement. 6 months after we passed it and the President Clinton signed it, Madeleine Albright went to the area and she talked with the ASEAN nations. It became clear that what we had hoped, which was that ASEAN would step in and encourage the junta to make change, did not take place. President Clinton then triggered those sanctions, and they have been in place ever since 1997. That's banning United States investment. What Senator McConnell and I did in 2003 is a ban on imports. So ban on investment has been in place since 97 and a ban on imports since 2003. Last night, Senator Durbin called a small meeting. Senator Kerry was present, Senator Lieberman, I was present, and we met with the Chinese ambassador and had a very frank conversation urging the ambassador to please move forward with this country to step up to the plate. The ambassador told us that China had weighed in and that China, in effect, was responsible for securing Mr. Gambari's meeting with the head of the junta. They also gave us, and I'm not advocating for China here, but I'm simply stating what he told us because I think it's important, because China shares a very long border with Burma and is a very important trading partner, has major investments, etc. This is Premier Wen Jiabao holding a telephone talk with his British counterpart, Gordon Brown. And this is what the Chinese premier said. China is very much concerned with the situation in Myanmar. China hopes that all parties concerned in Myanmar show restraint, resume stability through peaceful means as soon as possible, promote domestic reconciliation, and achieve democracy and development. The international community needs to offer constructive assistance for the final settlement of the Myanmar problem. The Chinese premier said that China will continue to work with the international community to actively facilitate the proper solution to the problem in Myanmar. China, I think, has taken the first step. I think we should, in every way, shape, or form we can, encourage China to really step up and to really interface with the junta leadership and really say two things. You must stop the killing, you must release the political prisoners, and you must free the duly elected president of this country, Aung San Suu Kyi, elected in 1990, and sit down and have negotiations. I do not believe that our country or China, if China is going to be a world player, can really turn their head on a democratically elected government and not work for that government to be placed into power. So my hope is that China will, in fact, step up and carry out these missions. I do not believe that unilateral sanctions work. I think that state really ought to pull together India, China, the other major powers of the region, and encourage ASEAN to come off of this impartial kind of non-confrontational stance of theirs and join us in both an investment and an import ban with sanctions, if sanctions are to work, or else achieve a compromise with the government that involves the release of Aung San Suu Kyi, the stopping of the killing, and also the release of those political prisoners.